Question in the halakha that we discussed already on Leil Shabbat. What is the status of a child that's born from a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father? That is actually subject to a big machloket amongst the Rishonim. It's based on a few sources. The Gemara in Yibamot Yud Zayin sounds like, according to the opinion of Ravina, that it goes after the mother. Since the mother's Jewish, so the child is Jewish. Tosfot in Kiddushin Ayin He Amud Bet brings opinions that argue on Ravina and hold that the child goes after the father. Therefore, if that's the case, then the child is not Jewish. So it's really a machloket rishonim. Halakha lema'aseh, the poskim bring proofs that Shulchan Aruch holds that the child is Jewish because the mother's Jewish. The proof is from Siman Dalet and Eben Ha'ezer. So if that's the case that the child is Jewish, so then we can answer another question. The question was asked, if let's say this child is a boy, clearly if he's Jewish, he needs to be circumcised on the eighth day. Now, let's say the eighth day falls out on Shabbat. Do you circumcise him? Well, comes the great rabbi, the Gaon Rabbi Akiva Eger, in Yurei De'ah Siman Resh Samech Vav, and he comes along and he says that it's true the child is Jewish. However, since there's somebody Shonim that says he's not, when it comes to Shabbat, we have to be mahmir and therefore not circumcise him. Because if you're circumcising somebody that's not Jewish on Shabbat, it's a su Shabbat. You're making a blemish. You're taking blood out of somebody. It's hayav sekila. So therefore, it's an interesting hedge by Rabbi Akiva Eger. He says he's Jewish. When it comes to Shabbat, don't circumcise him to be choshesh to the other Rishonim. That was the opinion as well as a rabbi called Maharam Sheik. Maharam Sheik had a different way of looking at it. He said that it's true that the majority of the poskim say the kid's Jewish, so why don't we go after the majority? Normally we say majority of poskim say he's Jewish, so you shouldn't be able to circumcise him on Shabbat. But he says that when the child is going into Shabbat Friday night, since you can't circumcise him on Friday night, you can't circumcise anybody on Friday night, so that child has what's called a hazakah. His status is that it's asur to circumcise him. It's called hazkat isur. That hazakah plus the mi'ut of the poskim that say he's not Jewish, so take the hazakah of isur going into Friday night plus the mi'ut of the poskim, and together they combine to give us a problem that you cannot circumcise them on Shabbat. Smoch mi'uta, smoch hazakah le mi'uta, and therefore you have a problem. So either way, those two poskim said an incredible psak, that even though the kid's Jewish, don't circumcise them on Shabbat. That's a good trivia. Give me a case where the kid's 100% Jewish, but you can't circumcise them on Shabbat. Well, those poskim will say, hey, this is the case, where the father's a goy, and the mother's Jewish. It's also the opinion of Rav Yonatan Ivishitz in his Ya'arot Tevash, in his first Derush. However, not everybody agrees with this. There was an Abedin in Halab about 200 years ago. His name was Rabbi Eliyahu Shama Alevi. And he wrote one of the colossal works on the laws of Brit Milah. It's called Makshire Milah. It is the official handbook for the Sefaradim when it comes to the laws of Brit Milah. And he writes in clearly in his book, he's writing on a case that Shulchan Aruch talks about, that the father's Jewish and the mother's Jewish. But the father is what's called a mumar. Mumar means the guy, he converted. I mean, he can't convert, but that's what he did. You know, he acts like a Christian. So Shulchan Aruch clearly writes that when it comes to a mumar, the kid is circumcised on Shabbat, even though the father's a mumar. So Makhshire Milah, in his notes on that halakha, says, v'hu adin, if the father's a goy, Not only if he's a mumar, even if the father's a full-fledged goy, the kid is Jewish, and therefore they circumcise him on Shabbat. I understand that this is a rare case, thank God, and it should remain rare. But recently a case like this came up in Florida, and it was brought up to us, the question, and how to do it. And the milah were it to be on Shabbat. So again, you have this machloket amongst the poskim. But if somebody would ask for the Sefaradim, or clearly, you know, those that follow Machshirei Milah, they have what to rely on to do the Milah on Shabbat itself. But again, in these cases, before you do anything, you would have to ask a competent posek just in order to get all the details and get all the, you know, the surrounding information. We're just saying this as, you know, for the idea that the concept, which is novel to many, where we always thought if the mother's Jewish, the child is Jewish, and there's no question, actually that's a big discussion amongst the Rishonim. And based on how you come out on that, that's going to affect how you come out on a Brit Milah on Shabbat. And since there's a question on how you come out on the first question, so it's a question how you come out on the second, comes out some machloket. On one side, you have Rav Akiva Eger, Maharam Sheik, Yarot Devash. Against it, you have rabbis like the Machshirei Milah, which holds high credence for us. And therefore, we see already exactly these two questions and some ramifications that come out of it.